This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Did you know that a large percentage of successful entrepreneurs attribute their achievements not to their skills or connections, but to their mindset? That's right. The way you think literally shapes what you achieve. And today we're going to be diving into how developing a growth mindset doesn't just change your outlook. It can transform your entire business trajectory. Does have a dynamite day sound familiar? Okay. This is why it matters. Let's be honest. When you're building a brand or growing a business, you face rejection daily. Clients will say no, deals will fall through, campaigns are going to miss their targets. Each of these moments are going to present a fork in the road, and you can see it as a dead end or you can see it as data. A fixed mindset says, I'm not good at sales, or I can't handle marketing. But a growth mindset is going to say, I haven't mastered sales yet, or I'm still learning about marketing. Now, this distinction matters because you process challenges differently, okay? And it's going to affect your brand's reputation and your ability to connect with potential clients. When you approach problems with curiosity instead of fear, you project confidence, okay? And this confidence is going to make people trust you, and trust is going to open wallets, all right? Remember, clients don't just buy your product. They buy the way you approach solving problems. Again, market you first and have a dynamite day. Okay, those two things alone are going to power this. And it's great that it's part of this podcast. Okay, so here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Number one, track your fixed mindset triggers. Identify situations that push you into fixed thinking. Is it when someone criticizes your work, when a competitor outperforms you, when technology overwhelms you? Keep a small notebook and jot down these moments for 1 week. You're going to start noticing patterns, okay? Specific circumstances that constantly and consistently trigger self-doubt. Awareness is step one in rewiring your responses. Number two, reframe failure as feedback. Next time a pitch fails or a client says no to you, ask yourself, what specific information can I gather from this experience? Don't rush to general conclusions like I'm bad at this. Instead, collect precise data. My explanation of pricing wasn't clear enough, or I didn't demonstrate enough value up front. This shift transforms rejections from emotional setbacks into valuable market research for free. And number three, adopt growth language. Words shape thoughts. Replace I can't with I haven't yet. Switch this is too hard to this requires practice. Change I made a mistake to I learned an approach that doesn't work. This isn't just positive thinking, it's accuracy. Your brain literally builds new neural pathways when you constantly use growth-oriented language. It's the same reason why on my health journey, I say release weight instead of lose weight, because when I said lost or lose, I found it back. I don't want to find it back. I didn't lose it. I want to release it. Okay, so how do you market you first? How do you make this personal? When you market yourself before your product, your growth mindset becomes your most powerful differentiator. Okay, think about it. Clients find similar products or services anywhere, but what they can't find is your unique approach to problem solving. Okay, so here is how to make this personal. Choose one area where you've been fixed in your thinking. Maybe it's public speaking. Maybe it's asking for referrals. Maybe it's pricing your services. Whatever causes you to think, I'm just not good at this, okay? Then what I want you to do is imagine explaining it to a potential client and how you're actively developing this in a new area. For example, I used to struggle with setting boundaries with clients, but I've been working specifically on clear communication, and here's how that benefits you. this vulnerability is going to be paired with action signals and authenticity. Okay? It's going to tell clients this person doesn't just sell solutions, they embody growth. That's far more compelling than any polished pitch. So here's what I want you to do. This is going to be your call to action for the day. What I want you to do is choose one area where you've been stuck into fixed thinking. Okay, write down three specific ways you can reframe this limitation into an opportunity for growth. Then, and this is crucial, share this growth journey with your next prospect or on your social media. Don't wait until you've figured it out. Okay, the process of growing is often more compelling than the end result. Take that step today. All right. And if you found any of this helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And after you're listening to the podcast, go to Wes Wyatt, scroll down to where you can put your name and your email address in, and get on our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets I find. If you have questions, go to the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. You're going to see a little thought bubble, and that is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day. There's that attitude.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.